Hi. Uptalk, or rather upspeak, is a way that people use an upward inflection at the end of sentences or words in order to finish them off. And it often happens because of their accent or where they're from. Some people say that it's, you know, more common amongst Australians and North Americans, possibly perhaps because of a somehow Norwegian influence from back in the day when, you know, Northern Europeans were traveling across to America. And I'm not quite sure why the Australians picked that up, but anyway, it's, if you're someone that has that, there seems to be many people online and many courses, which I've been, not courses, but many videos, that are saying that it's detrimental to people listening to you as a public speaker or as a speaker in general. And I don't think that's true. I think it's subjective. I think that depending on where you are and who you're with, it's become very common in certain parts of the world. And so to finish a sentence with a question, almost, or it's sounding like it's a question, doesn't necessarily make you sound weak or make you sound like you're questioning if you understand who you're speaking to. And I think it's only those people that have learnt this may be a problem and to address it as a problem, that have a problem with it. And also those that deal with, have to listen to a lot of public speaking, if they hear this upward inflection, it might become irritating for them. And I'd just say, honestly, ignore those people. It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. It's quite common. It's just part of your dialect. It's part of your accent. However, if you do want to get rid of it, because it's always good to have options. It's good to have a choice whether you do use it or not. Because you may have been picked up on it before, and you may feel people get irritated speaking to you. You may feel that people are constantly asking you what, as if you're asking them a question. And it could be because of this up-talk, up-speaking. So, and it's really simple. If you want to overcome it, you have to start becoming more conscious about how you speak. So if you're someone who has this and wants to get rid of it, you just need to practice either staying flat at the end of a sentence or going down at the end of a sentence, because actually staying flat might still make you go up. So rather than speaking and going up at the end, like the girl from American Pie, one time at band camp, you know what I mean? You just go down. You start off your sentence and you just bring it down. Or just go flat on one complete monotone sentence. That's it. That's all you have to do. But you have to be conscious of it. And like everything, you have to be conscious of it for a period of time until your body starts remembering it and does it for you without you having to be conscious. If you're speaking a lot in the day, this is going to take some time. Because you're going to keep slipping back into your regular habits. And like I always say, daily consistent practice is what's going to get you there if that's what you want. But mainly this video is just to say, don't worry about it so much, really. You know, it's not a big deal. People that get irritated with you, it's their problem, not yours. And I'd love for this channel to start bringing light to people's own individual ways of speaking and talking, as opposed to start knocking others and always trying to find ways of changing if there's not really a problem, you know. People should be more accepting than they are, and that's not your problem that they aren't. So if you have any issue with your voice, think of it more like being able to get more dynamics and more variety so you have those options, as opposed to trying to change yourself. Because often people don't consider their voice as part of themselves. They think it's something that's happening to them. So get out of that habit of thinking that, and just work on yourself anyway. And just work on yourself as an instrument, you know, and if you want to change something, do it because it gives you options. All right, that was my little rant on up-talk and up-speak. I'm still on holiday, hence this production video and my silly moustache and beard. Don't worry, that'll be gone soon enough. My wife hates it, and that's possibly one of the reasons why I've kept it, just to wind her up a bit. Well, enjoy yourselves, and I'll be bringing you more videos soon. All right, take care. And until the next time, look after your voice.